Probing a power station attack, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. State, local, and now federal officials are taking part in the investigation of an apparent shooting attack on two North Carolina power substations, which has left tens of thousands without electricity.
I know that they are leaving no stone unturned in this investigation to find those who are responsible.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper calling the incident a criminal attack. Authorities say it could be Thursday before all power is restored. Russia launches its latest barrage of missiles at Ukraine, targeting energy infrastructure, but also striking civilians.
Ukrainian authorities believe as many as 70 missiles were fired by Russian forces. However, Ukraine claims to have shot down roughly 60 of them, most of them coming from ships in the Caspian Sea, but others were fired from Russia's Black Sea fleet. Ukrainian officials report civilians were killed, homes were destroyed, and many are now without power.
Fox's Jeff Paul's in Kyiv, Ukraine. Jailed attorney Michael Avenatti sentenced today in Southern California to 14 years in a federal prison for stealing millions from clients and dodging taxes.
Avenatti pleading guilty in June to four counts of wire fraud and one count of obstructing collection of federal payroll taxes from a Seattle coffee business he ran. The 51-year-old also ordered to pay $7 million in restitution. Avenatti already serving 5 years in prison for extortion and fraud convictions in New York. A federal judge in Los Angeles ordering him to serve the 14 years received in the latest case after the 5-year sentence is complete.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Kirstie Alley, who won an Emmy for her role as Rebecca Howe on Cheers and also starred in films including Look Who's Talking, has died. According to a Twitter post by her children, Allie died of cancer that was only recently discovered. She was 71 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Updated COVID-19 shots for kids under age 5 could soon be approved for primary use.
If the Food and Drug Administration agrees, our youngest children will receive Pfizer's new bivalent Omicron targeting shot as the third of three being recommended for children 6 months to 4 years of age. Toddlers currently get three shots, each just one-tenth of the adult amount, as their primary series. With approval, the third dose would be swapped out for the updated Omicron-targeted shot. Last month, the CDC released the first real-world data showing the updated boosters from Pfizer or Moderna did offer added protection to adults. The greatest benefit was seen in those who had only the original double-dose vaccine, but no booster shots. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A serial slayer known as the Torso Killer, already convicted of 11 homicides, admitted today that he also killed five women on New York's Long Island in the late 60s and early 70s. Richard Cottingham was sentenced to 25 years to life for the slaying of 23-year-old Diane Cusick, who was killed in February of 1968. As part of a plea deal, Cottingham received immunity from prosecution for the four other killings. The West has begun imposing a price cap on Russian oil.
The price cap is $60 a barrel. That means only Russian oil bought for less than $60 will be allowed to be shipped using G7 or European tankers or insurance firms. For comparison, the market price for a barrel of oil is over $80. All this is meant to make it harder for Russia to make money and so harder for it to wage war in Ukraine. Ukraine thinks the price cap is still too high, while Russia, the world's number two oil producer, says it'll only deal with countries that pay full price. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
NASA's uncrewed Orion capsule is heading home. It's aiming for a Pacific splashdown Sunday. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.